crackers, cause we take the objective, cause the other boys are queuing up behind us. A hand over my mouth, a hand over the window. Well, if I remain passive and you just want to cuddle, then we should be okay and we won't get in a muddle. Seeing other people, at least that's what we say we are doing. How are you feeling? I don't think you could be dealing with the situation very well. You take a lover for a dirty weekend, that's okay. When it's over, you are looking at the working week through the eyes of a gigolo. Whoa, whoa. The boys are going for the new tall, elegant rich kid. You can bet it is a bitch kid. But if they don't see the quality, then it is apparent that you're gonna have to change and you're gonna have to go with girls. You'd be better off losing, no way to put it. We pay all the better. Kissing just a practice to defeat the objective. All the boys are queuing up behind us. A hand over my mouth, a hand over the window. Well, if I remain passive and you just want to cuddle, then we should be okay and we won't get in the mud. Seeing all the people, at least that's what we say we are doing. Seeing all the people, at least that's what we say we are doing. Seeing all the people, at least that's what we say we are doing.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Me and the major are from different worlds, but if I get stuck in the list, it's always with they call. Me and the major are from different worlds, but if I get stuck in the list, it's always with the man of noble standing who looks down on me like I was never born. I think the major's going quite insane. He goes along with feeling I come back again. Oh yeah, I think the major's going quite insane. He goes along with feeling I come back again. out there like he is on parade. He's on parade of his kingdom. Walking his tent for his sheltered home. He doesn't have a family and he's living alone. He remembers all the punks and the hippies too. And he remembers rocking music in 72. He doesn't understand.
You're listening to a production of WRCT Public Affairs. The opinions contained within are solely those of the participants. Questions and comments can be addressed to WRCT Pittsburgh, 5000 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, or call 621-0728.
Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of Sex Talk. I'm your host, DJ America's Last Debutante, and tonight we have a very special show in line for you. We have friend of the show and internet celebrity John Cam, and John Cam will be sharing with you his experiences, insights, and philosophies about the world at large. So welcome, John.
Thank you.
And I also want to, before we get into that, I also wanted to make a little note. Astute listeners of the show will notice that there's been a change in the host lineup a little bit. Lance, who was my previous co-host, I had to destroy him. Lance was my cyborg creation, and I had to destroy him because he was so staunchly attached to his own heterosexuality. And as you know in this show, if you can't walk on the wild side even a little bit, you're yesterday's news. So
his programming did not admit gayness.
That's right. And so now I have Lance version 2, who I affectionately dubbed. I can't say that word. See, I can't even say the word affection or any form of it. I've affectionately dubbed DJ Sexopolis.
Dr. Sexopolis. I didn't go to 8 years of sex school for nothing.
So, Dr. Sexopolis, welcome, and tread lightly, because if you piss me off just a little bit, you're back in the trash heap. But for now, don't feel pressure.
With that ultimatum hanging over my cyborgian skull.
But John, how, you know, it's been so long since...
What's it been, a week, 2 weeks, since I've been here alone, since my last confession? Oh, and what was our last episode? Well, John had a date on WRCT.
Oh, that's right. You're a blind date.
Yes.
And so I understand. So did you want to share the sort of post-mortem?
Well, yeah, I would like to recap that. First, I have to ask a question because I need to be clear on this, just because that's how I am. So Dr. Sexopolis is not heterosexual? Is that going to be a whole episode of the show at a later date?
Are you looking to be set up on another blind date?
No.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but let me answer your question in the clearest possible way. See, I like, because it's always been my own personal sexual fantasy has been sort of straight acting men, or mostly straight men, who are willing to go gay to have sex with me. So, you know, analyze that however you will, you know, whether that's a self-loathing instinct or whatever. But, you know, in my history, it's always been the straight guys that I've fallen in love with. And so, in the same way, in my laboratory, my cyborg creations are all generally straight, but hopefully with enough pressure and, you know, time and perhaps alcohol, they will swing to that other side. So, Dr. Sexopolis, I mean, even though you're not...
Yeah, my neural nets are flexible, I guess. Oh, master.
Wow, I'm glad I'm just a guest. I do not need to be assimilated.
So, I suppose callers could call in and vote.
Well, but they don't know our number, Dr. Sexopolis.
Should I tell them?
As a primitive human, I can't see a way out of this quandary, but maybe with your sophisticated synthetic mind.
Well, my positronic brain tells me that. People can call in to, is it 621-WRCT?
It's 621.
621-WRCT.
And what is the web address for WRCT to listen live on the net?
Well, if that weren't broken, it would be www.wrct.org.
Oh, so that's why I couldn't tell people that watch my site to come here, because I tried to look it up and nothing happened. It said server not found.
It was broken last week, too, I believe.
Really? I'm going to have to start busting some heads around here.
Because my friend Buried Very Deep tried to listen over the web last week and got bupkis.
Well, maybe this is Lance trying to... from beyond the grave, trying to sabotage my operation.
Yes, Tron-like, perhaps. He was downloaded in some kind of matrix.
But anyway, the show's own website, sextalk.wrct.org.
Isn't that sex-talk?
No, I'm afraid not. It's one word.
Wow.
Well, the show has had numerous URLs, but I mean, I went nearly, you know, I maxed out my credit card.
Please let us delve into the DNS details of sextalk.
I'll spare you all that and just say that it is really just one word, sextalk, S-E-X-T-A-L-K, .wrct.org. And that site is, it's got five nines of reliability. It could survive a nuclear attack. It's up all the time.
Excellent.
And while we're still, before we cross over from this subject, you can find my website at www.johncamlive.com.
Are there any dashes in that?
No dashes. And nope, that's it. www.johncamlive.com. Who was here on a date last week with Smith from the Honeyburst.
Honeyburst is Pittsburgh's most fabulous and delightful punk rock avant-garde band.
And huge fans of John Cam, I understand.
Well, I need to call Smith, so if he's listening, I would like to speak to you.
Perhaps he could call in.
So you've been blowing him off?
No, I've not been blowing him off. We went out, okay, to recap. After the show, we went out for a drink, and it was very
Where'd
nice.
Where'd you go?
We went to, I don't know if I want to plug or not. We went to to a bar in Shadyside.
We don't mind plugging, I mean, as long as they give us free
drinks.
Well, they don't give me free stuff, so that's why I don't know if I want
maybe
to plug.
Maybe because you're not plugging.
All right, I'm plugging.
We'll do one plug, and then if they don't give us free stuff, then we'll never mention them again.
They're blacklisted.
Okay, deal, and I will tell them I mentioned them.
They're dead
to us. We went to New York.
Ah, New York, a delightful place. I go there whenever I want a delicious meal or just to relax and have a drink.
I was told, however, they had fabulous frozen drinks, and I went there a couple months ago, and it was a lie. Their frozen drinks were not fabulous.
No, but they do have a really cool poster above the bar that
we're
says drinks
free,
first, talk later.
Here.
Oh, whoops. I must mean another bar.
Yeah.
Maybe you went to the actual New York City, New York.
Yes.
And
couldn't find a decent frozen drink the whole place.
Well, it's probably summer.
I blame Giuliani. At any rate, so you went here to New York, New York.
Went to New York, New York, and
place is so nice.
Are our phones working?
Named it twice.
Yes.
Yeah, and we talked, and then I got home, and I'd forgotten that I brought a rose for Smith, which I didn't bring into the studio because I had my laptop, my cell phone, my PDA, and all my cyborg accessories. So
there's a parable there.
But at the end, at the end of the date, I remember that it was in the car. So we're leaving New York, New York. We stayed until close, and I said, "Oh, wait a minute, there's something that I'd like to give to you." And we walked out to my car.
And it wasn't a blowjob.
We walked out to my car, and I gave him the rose. And he said, "That is." He made a comment. I forget exactly what he said, but how sweet that was. And then I got an email the next day, and he wanted to know if I really wanted to go on a date. And that's where me kicked in, and I kind of goofed up, and we never made it out on a real date yet after that.
Oh, that's too bad.
I mean, I was invited, and I always whine about it, but I'm always juggling multi-projects, and Smith is also a very busy man. So I do owe him a phone call. It's not a bad thing. I just owe him a phone call.
Is there room for romance in the busy portfolio that is John Cam Live's life?
Sure there is. Maybe I just need to be with someone who's not as busy as myself. I don't know.
it is nice to have someone who's able really to spend the weekend like in the cage in the basement while you're doing your
And I've got that whole cam issue. I actually had sex, and I was at someone's house. We were having drinks, and he's like, "Well, why don't you spend the night?" And I'm not on camera as much as I used to be, but I still can't not sleep on camera. So we had to come back to my house to sleep.
I'm shocked.
Viewers demand that you sleep on camera, or you personally
no,
feel
it's
better?
No, it's a personal thing. I feel better sleeping on camera. I've been sleeping on camera for over 2 years.
Wow.
That's not only disturbing, it's sort of the opposite that I would guess.
Yeah.
Do you feel safer because you know everyone's watching you?
Well, I feel better because I'm not on camera very often. That's my one easy part of the day where I can be on camera and people can watch me, and I don't have to think, oh, what am I doing? Because I'm sleeping. Mm. And people can peek in and watch me sleep.
That's interesting. There was an article in the New York Times, I think 2 weeks ago, in this Sunday Times magazine, ostensibly about these new, reality-based TV shows like the Survivor, that Lord of the Flies like thing that CBS is doing.
Did you guys watch that show? It was great.
No, I haven't
yeah, I watched it. It was fabulous. So I'm trying to figure out when it's on because I watched the first one.
Okay, we're gonna now if we don't get anything free from CBS, we're not gonna talk about CBS again, right?
I'm gonna totally blow up that whole island if we don't get anything free from CBS.
It's on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock locally, KDKA Channel 2, CBS.
But so there's only been one on so far.
They've kicked one person off the island already.
The old person, somebody told me. Right?
Well, there are old men and old women. They kicked off the older woman, but she was weak and she cost them a challenge. She did. She even admitted it herself, because the point is to survive and to win.
Well, when will America learn the lesson of...
No, she wasn't a bad person.
The Eskimos? To put the old people out on the ice floes?
That lesson. Also, the lesson of Logan's Run. I mean, once people turn 30, they should be... you go two ways of this argument. You should either take the Logan's Run argument, which actually at the end kind of turned around and taught us the value of the wiser older person. See, what Lance does is when I get stuck like this, he finishes my thoughts for me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
See, I'm not. I haven't been trained sufficiently on enough data sets.
But
I will try my best.
So I was kind of trying to figure this out on the TV Guide. I think that first episode was just a teaser, and they're actually going to show that again tomorrow.
No, actually, what happened was that first episode, as far as I know, was the real first episode, and it was so popular that they rebroadcast it on Saturday. Now, this is what I've heard. And then tomorrow night is the next episode where another cast member will be kicked off. And if you log into the CBS website at cbs.com, you can kind of follow along what's going on. And they have pictures of all the people on the island, and after they get kicked off, they put a red X through their face, which I think is so cool.
But my point originally bringing this up was they also talked about some people who were doing webcams, and this one particular guy, I can't remember his name, who works at a company that makes webcams out in California, and he's webcammed his whole house up.
Oh, my.
And they dealt with actually several paragraphs on his wife, how she would basically time her runs to the bathroom at night to avoid all the cameras, because the cameras have motion detectors and would detect you moving, would blink a light for 3 seconds before it would turn on. And it was amazing, actually, considering like the contortions that both she and her husband and their kid would go through to avoid the cameras. So
we'll call that the John Cam syndrome, because that's about where I am in my life right now.
Oh, really? Because I was going to say this is actually the total opposite of what you were just saying about this almost need to be observed now.
I need to sleep on camera, but sometimes, when I set my shower shot up, you know, when you take a shower and you take your computer and your camera in there, like everybody does.
All the time.
If I sometimes decide that I have to urinate before I get in the shower. So rather than move all that equipment, I just hold my hand up in front of the lens.
Oh, okay. So do you pee in the shower then, or are you?
No, I mean, I'm peeing in the toilet.
Oh, okay.
I keep my toilet in the same room I keep my shower.
Right, as most of us do.
Oh, really?
But I think what DJ...
Dr. Sexopoulos.
Dr. Sexopoulos was getting at is that, anybody who... I mean, I pee in the shower. It's a way of combining
two of my favorite
activities.
That's what guys do. Oh, we all do, but are we supposed to admit that, and do I really want to broadcast that to, you know, everyone around the world?
Too late now.
But that's what the show is about. The show is about smashing through boundaries.
Well, and we are. We will tonight, speaking of pee.
I have two final questions, and then we can move on. I mean, we don't have to move on. I mean, does anybody feel like they...
No, it's a little
uncomfortable.
We'll get to the meat.
The two questions were, it was about webcams. It seems to me that with the number of people who are on webcams, the situation is ripe for, you know, something terrible to happen on a webcam and the entire internet to witness it. Like someone's house gets robbed, or you know, there's an act of violence or something like that. Something unplanned, but on the cam. Has anything like that happened yet?
As far as I know, it hasn't happened. It has not happened, but I'm starting to wonder if I shouldn't take a bit of poetic license with my camera and create some drama. And I've thought about this before, and another friend of the show, and I think you will agree, Sharon Mama Spell, kind of just recently replanted this idea in my head. And she's like, well, why don't you hire a boyfriend and have him come in and script fights and have fights and throw things and then get back together and do it all on camera.
Mm.
Because, you know, a lot of the stuff that goes on in the real world, and I'm sure a lot of the stuff that's going on in Survivor right now, at least with not the first real world, but the consecutive real worlds and now with Survivor, we've all seen the first real world and we know how that's supposed to go. We know that people want a romance. We know that people want to fight.
Right. There's the frat boy, the rebellious black girl.
Right, and they expect it. So
the
maybe
girl who
I need
to, with the frat boy.
So maybe I need to inject some of that, into what I do, just because it would be fun.
That's a fantastic idea. I mean, you'd want to not give up. I mean, once you give away that you're doing that, it kind of taints it for your audience. I mean, you want them to believe.
Well, I'm probably not, which is why I shared it with everyone. Are both people there? Well, since I'm here, that means that there are two people listening tonight.
Thank you for that ringing endorsement of the popularity of sex
talk. It depends on, one of our long-time listeners is having power problems at home, and so if his iron lung gets, they lose the power, then he...
I'm sorry, I thought that was a reoccurring joke. I didn't really mean that literally.
It is. Well, certainly, but I'm actually seeing, you know, because ultimately the show is about me, DJ America's Last Debutante, I'm actually seeing an angle for me too, like, can I be part of this drama? Can I be, like, your friend who gets to, like, I'm thinking, you know, we've got, you know, a mutual friend who's like an 18-year-old varsity swim team hottie who comes over. He's maybe, you know, your house cleaner or something. And, you know, while you're away doing, you know, your various jobs and consulting, I'm in your house maybe fixing your toilet and he sees
tight shorts
me.
Bending over.
Wait, okay, so I'm not home during this?
Well, I mean, you can be, I guess. But the idea was that the swim team hottie would fall for me and we would have, like, you know, passionate sex, and he'd be required to act like he was attracted to me because, after all, he was doing it for the audience.
Right, it was in the script.
So all this is just a way for you to have sex with an 18-year-old? Really?
No, I mean, it's primarily for the art, of course, but...
I see.
But as a secondary effect, I would make, you know, I would have to...
And for the sake of verisimilitude, you would actually have to have sex with them, too.
Yeah, so perhaps, you know, over and over again.
But just on a last note on my webcam, well, maybe we can come back to it, but I feel like it's something that's always going to be on in my life. I'm kind of winding down, really documenting every little step I take through my house. And I was just recently on the cover of In Pittsburgh, and they did a little story on me. Now, even though I've been in the In Pittsburgh before, I've been in the city paper, it was the first time I was on the cover, and some other jobs and some other opportunities have come my way that are kind of a little bit more important to me right now. I've already accomplished the live camera technology, and now I want to move on with my life and actually start making some money. So
so you're saying these new jobs might take you away from your webcam?
They might not take me away from the webcam itself, but I might take the webcam and start pointing it at other things, like become
plants,
John, you know, like JBC, like John Broadcasting Company or something like that.
I think JBC, I mean, ABC and NBC are taking
JBC.com is already taken, so nobody, don't even try to register it away from me. It's already taken.
By you or by someone?
Someone else hasn't.
Tragedy.
That's how
you
I
try J-BC, perhaps.
No dashes in my names.
So how many cameras? I mean, I'm kind of a novice to the whole John Cam thing, having only recently discovered my homosexual proclivities thanks to the tender ministrations of DJ America's Last Debutante. So how many webcams do you have in your apartment or house?
I have actually two. One is attached to my desktop computer, which just stays in that room. The other one is attached to a laptop, which travels from my bedroom to my living room to WRCT to New York to Chicago to wherever I go.
So you really can document your entire life, in theory, just by carrying this laptop around?
I have.
Do you archive all this video yourself?
I do not, but there's a friend of mine who's been watching me.
Obsessive stalkers?
Well, that's a different person. This one gentleman, he's actually very sweet, very nice. He's become a good friend of mine. If you go to my website and click on Fan Club, he's been documenting everything for me so I don't have to. The only thing I archive are my photographs that I take with a different camera, a digital camera, and my writing. And he archives everything else.
So do you keep a daily diary then? Is that what you mean with the writing?
I used to do it daily. It's kind of hard to keep up on. Some days I just don't have anything to say. And I've recently found a new way to document that doesn't involve me writing in my own personal diary. There's if you go to www.livejournal.com, and sign up, it's a very easy way to write your own online journal for anybody else that wants to, you know, play along at home.
Is there much of a community of the webcam people? I mean, do you get, say, email from Anna Camp saying, hey, good show last night, or are there, like, webcam people parties in New York City or something?
Yeah, oh, yeah, people have actually had parties. I am friends with several other people with web cameras, mostly people that started about the same time I did, you know, over 2 years ago. And I do a radio show Wednesday nights at www.gabc.com with
ABC?
ABC.com with Rex Booth. You can hear me every Wednesday night at 11:30 at Gabc. We do. We talk about gossip, webcam gossip, and celebrity gossip.
Maynard is a show full of plugs tonight, isn't it?
It's always a show full
more
of plugs
than
anymore.
A San Fernando porn producer's scalp.
So I accidentally bumped into some friends of mine when I was out about 3 weeks ago at the Mr. PA Drummer Contest.
The drummer, is this some kind of a Led Zeppelin cover band competition we're talking about?
I don't really remember what drummer actually stands for. I know it's kind of like a leather, masculine kind of guy, but I don't know why it's called drummer.
You know, you have beating tots.
Oh, except that they're, I know their motto is something about, and this is a famous quote about some men march to the beat of a different drum.
Oh, interesting. And also, the song Little Drummer Boy is very popular.
Absolutely. And absolutely dripping
especially,
with eroticism.
Especially in November and December.
Well, you know, right, come, they told me, I mean, come, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
So, and I'm aware that Drummer is the name of a very long-running, I don't know if it's still going, magazine.
I believe the I've seen the magazine online, and, you know, blahblahblah.com, you could find it. And, but I was at the contest because a friend of mine was in it, and I bumped into, I believe that week it was DJ Hathaway Berkshire and DJ Lance at the show. Observing.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, as members of the media, we're required to go to
the media
all.
Elite.
Actually, I was very surprised to bump into the two of you there.
Really?
Yeah, I was very surprised. Well, I mean, I as soon as I saw you, I understood, but I was like, oh, hi.
Well,
so what exactly was this competition? I, unfortunately, had not been, exuded from my creation vat yet, so I wasn't able to go to the Drummer Boy. Was this a beauty contest? Was it a fashion show? Was it a...
Let's just turn back the hands of time and start at the beginning.
Well, so, I was there because I was helping my friend who was actually competing in the contest.
But the contest itself, it's Mr. Pittsburgh.
I'm wearing the shirt. What does my shirt say? That's the full title.
It just says Pennsylvania Drummer 2000, Mr. Drummer and Drummer Boy.
Oh, right. There was a Drummer Boy, too. That's right.
And this is also, but you may be surprised, but that's just because you haven't listened to the show long enough. Years ago, I was at the Eagle one night, and I saw... Jody, who's Miss Pittsburgh Leather Girl 1990, I don't know, 8 or 9, do her show and win her fabulous award there. And it was there that I got my eyes were open to the world of leather. And so I've actually had heard that there was a Mr. Pittsburgh or a Mr. Pennsylvania Drummer going on in Pittsburgh every year, but I was always afraid to go because in the invitations always said that the dress code was going to be pretty strictly enforced. And, you know, when I'm wearing anything... You know, I'm usually dressed. I dress a little bit like Regis Philbin, actually. I'm usually dressed very tastefully, but sort of conservatively. And so,
how would you describe my attire that evening when you bumped into me?
I'm trying to remember. Oh, you were wearing some kind of
assless chaps.
I'm trying to remember. Were you shirtless and wearing just chains at that point?
Chains and black jeans. But I was wondering how you. It's actually called a harness, but I was just wondering how you would describe it.
I describe it as 110% erotic.
Were these chains looped through any piercings or?
No piercings, no tattoos.
Wow.
My life's exciting enough.
How have you managed to get this far in life without having? Even I have a tattoo.
Okay, sometimes I wear rub-ons.
Well, the UPC symbol on your forehead doesn't really count, since the Beast made you put that there. So, this competition, as I was asking earlier, what is it? Is it a beauty competition?
Well,
it's a
leather, I would say, now I'm no expert, okay, I would say it is a leather man competition, because one of the things they have to do is be judged wearing leather. But there is also a Mr. Pennsylvania and a Mr. Pittsburgh and a regional, you know, Mr. Leather, which is different than Drummer. And I think, as we said before, that's because Drummer is of Drummer magazine.
Oh, so this was Mr. Drummer and not Mr. Leather.
Actually, as far as Pittsburgh goes, there are title holders for everything. There's a store downtown, and let's not plug it, but there's a store downtown that is new.
Why stop now?
How am I going to get all my, like, free dildos and leather harnesses?
There's a store downtown called Joe's Closet. I actually know the guy who owns it. He's very nice.
Joe's Closet.
And they're having a Miss Joe's Closet contest. So, like, anybody will hand out a title for anything. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But I also heard there's going to be a Miss Fag Hag contest. And I say that, I'm not putting anybody down by using that term.
Bag hag?
Evidently, we just did.
They're not part of the seven bad words.
Well, to avoid further complications, we could always just say Judy Garland.
All right. But anyway, so yeah, so there are all different types of letter contests, and but Drummer is actually, I believe, sponsored by Drummer Magazine. I could be wrong, but that's what I believe it is.
Oh, interesting. But even in the Pittsburgh area, there are several leather contests? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I know there's Mr. Pittsburgh Leather, mm-hmm. and then there was, I don't think there is anymore, Mr. Pittsburgh, of which I was one back in 1994.
You were Mr. Pittsburgh himself?
I was Mr. Pittsburgh in 1994.
Holy cow.
But that is a bar contest, and that was sponsored by, plug in again, Pegasus.
Mm-hmm.
So Pegasus held the contest, Mr. Pittsburgh. I entered. I won. It was very similar to the contest that you witnessed, the drummer contest, but there was no leather involved. That was more like who had the best body, who had the best swimsuit, who looked good in formal wear.
I witnessed this?
No, I'm just saying it was the same kind of event, except instead of leather, it was more like who was the best-looking gentleman, rather than who looked best in leather.
Wow, but, right.
Because at the drummer contest, it was jockstrap, leather, and fantasy, and a speech.
So fantasy as in dressing up in some kind of fantasy gear or acting out a fantasy?
Acting out a fantasy, which is where I came in, because I was helping my friend with his fantasy competition.
See, that's why I was so confused. I thought it was Fantasy Island, and I couldn't see the reference there when you did that.
I think we're heading back down to Survivor.
So what exactly did this involve acting out? Like, did you act out your friend's fantasy then on him, or...
He acted it out on me because it was about him competing. I was I called myself a meat prop. was my endearment of myself, endearing term to myself, towards myself.
So what was this fantasy, if you can
say
it on the air without...
Yeah, I could say it without...
Bugging the FCC.
Sure.
Without getting me aroused.
Well, you watched it.
And I was aroused. It was fabulous.
His fantasy was tying me up to a motorcycle, but he couldn't get his motorcycle up on stage. So for cute effect, he used a tricycle. So he ties me up to a tricycle and puts a gag in my mouth and pretends to fornicate with me tied to the tricycle. Wow. And it was pretend anyway. I mean, it was pretend. And I was dressed in a thong, and he was dressed in leather gear.
For us in the audience, it was all too real. I was mopping sweat off my brow, and not just because...
Coincidentally, my picture also turned up in another local paper in that position, and people would run up and say, oh, I saw you...
Saw your butt.
I saw you like that, yeah. Got more of that at work than I did about being in Pittsburgh. It's like, so you could, like, dig into page 20 of a gay paper, but you can't see me on the cover of In Pittsburgh?
Shows you where their priorities are.
Yeah.
So what were some of the other fantasies? I'm sure our fabulous radio listeners would... are sitting at the edge of their seat.
That would be DJ Last Dance, Last Chance.
Last American Debutante?
Last American Debutante. Because I really couldn't watch. I was too busy, you know, helping my friend.
Fornicating.
And fornicating.
Well, you know, ironically, I remember the fantasies from Miss Pittsburgh Leather Girl very clearly, but I don't hardly remember the fantasies from the show at all. I mean, I was actually spending most of my time kind of drinking. And
it was the Rohypnol that Lance was slipping you.
Oh, and to update you, there was a little bit of controversy about that contest.
Really?
The winner actually was, I don't know any of these people except my friend who entered, but the winner entered the contest the day before. And I was thinking about this before the show tonight. There are so many, okay, you think it'd be easy to be gay. It's like, okay, gay and straight, that's like enough definitions. And then the women decided they wanted to be lesbians, so then it was lesbians and gays and straights. And you know, then there's bisexual, so there's lesbian, gay, bisexual, straight.
Don't forget the transgendered.
Transgendered. And
transsexual.
Transsexual. But
there are people and there are also people, you know, like Lance, who are gay in affect, but heterosexual in their sexual behavior in the bedroom.
I think we'd just call that closeted, wouldn't we? Deeply and tragically, in Lance's case.
Well, I can't wait to talk until we get to the second part about this where we ran into Lance. But it's going to be good. But the guy who won was more of a bear than a leather man. There are even more subdivisions.
Big hairy guy, right?
He was more like, yeah, he was a big hairy guy. And
Eats berries,
lives in the woods, hibernates half a year. his best friend's name is Boo Boo. But the controversy is that everyone thought that he really wasn't a leather person, but that's who won. And I've heard that he's not living up to his obligations. Now, what that means, I don't know. He's not going to the bar in leather, I guess.
Like, if he appears in Penthouse, they'd take away his crown or something.
His crown. So I don't know. I was supposed to find out yesterday if he was going to keep the title and live up to it, to the obligations and responsibilities, or if he was going to give it up and then my friend would, who was the first runner-up, would become Mr. PA Drummer.
Wow, I didn't realize there would be responsibilities attached to the
it's
title.
It's just like Miss America, just no heels, no heels and gowns.
So he's out there opening malls and shopping centers.
What time is it? Yeah. He should be there right now.
You know, I'm shocked and outraged that a few bitter queens can like take away this man's, you know, life dream of being Mr. Pittsburgh Drummer. I mean,
just because he has a hairy back.
But it wasn't his life dream because he entered the day before. But
maybe he was shy.
He was shy.
Afraid of the scorn of narrow-minded elitists like yourself.
So maybe, you know, if indeed, you know, if he's really not keeping up his obligations, that's one thing. But if it's just a bunch of people bitter because he's kind of a Johnny come lately and not really part of the scene, then that's smacks of, you know, cliquish elitism.
No, and I do agree with you with that. I do agree with you, but he needs to be groomed and ready because now he goes on as the representative from Pittsburgh to represent as a mid-Atlantic drummer.
Wow. Mm. I didn't realize this is a whole...
Oh, yeah, there's a whole process. And then after that, then there's
globe
like...
Globe-spanning.
Then there's the national Mr. Drummer contest.
Follow is right. There is this gay conspiracy in there. This huge network.
So I'm not putting anybody down. I'm not saying what's right and what's wrong. I'm just trying to report the facts and with some emotion and humor.
That's all, you know, we could ask from anyone. Certain...
I mean, I certainly... You know, for being an open gay man, I've known I was gay since I was 15 years old. I don't really understand all of it myself, and I admit it. And I'm interested in the leather lifestyle, and I like wearing leather, and I feel sexy in it, I feel erotic in it. I don't normally wear it, and I certainly wouldn't wear it out to say dinner.
So this is a serious question, although it will sound frivolous. So a couple friends of mine are vegan. So what if one of these guys was vegan and he didn't want to wear actual real leather? Is that acceptable if you were just to wear, like, some plastic leather substitute? Or is that beyond the pale?
That's beyond the pale. I think he'd be laughed off the stage or away or whatever, wherever you were.
Poor guy.
It's leather. It's leather is leather is leather.
But by the axiom that anything that the mind can conceive, like, gets created in some subculture somewhere, there's got to be some kind of group of vegan bear daddies who are
just... with a fake leather?
Yeah.
There very well could be. I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised at all.
So I was actually going to suggest that we talk... Because after the festivities and after the show, which is fabulous, there was an after party...
It was called the Dungeon Party.
The Dungeon Party,
hmm.
Which I was also having mixed feelings about going to. I was like, should I go, should I not go? Partially because it was sort of expensive. It was like $20 or something to get in. I mean, did you get in for free because of your connections? We had to pay $20.
I was told that I was going to get in for free. And I went up to my friend who was in the show, and I'm like, well, his name's David. I'm like, David, I'm getting ready to go to the party. Are you going to the party? Because he wasn't sure if he was going to go or not. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, well, I have to do this and this and this, and I'll just meet you there. And he had said before the show he was going to give me a ticket. So I've learned a long time ago not to get all, you know, attitude-y about stuff like that. And I'm like, $20 isn't going to break me. So I just went and bought my own ticket. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, yeah, you know, I just helped this guy. I didn't get my free ticket. But yeah. It was worth every penny when I got there. And to my surprise, and as I said, I believe you were DJ Berkshire Hathaway that week, and Lance were at that party because I had no idea what I was going to do there. Now the Dungeon Party is presumed to be a place where men can go and play.
And we all know what that means.
And we all know, yes, okay.
Lincoln Logs,
Legos,
Play-Doh,
Revell model kits, snap together.
Etch-a-sketches.
So I didn't mean to interrupt your thought process. So. Men, you went there, you didn't expect us to be there, but it was a place for men to play.
It's a place for men to go and play, but I didn't realize how hard that they were going to be playing because of some of the things we observed. I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll go there. I've never really been to an organized sex party. I don't even know if I've been to a sex party. But I was a little bit nervous, even though it is somewhat uncomfortable in that element, and you don't have to participate. But I thought, well, what if I go and I don't want to do anything, which I didn't. And then I bumped into DJ Berkshire Hathaway and Lance, and I knew their secret identity, and I knew that they were. I knew at that point that they were there observing, and I wanted to play observer. So we walked around and observed together, and it was a lot of fun.
I think. I mean, by the way, just so you understand, like if you see me at the Giant Eagle, it's possible that I'm just buying groceries. I'm not actually there under my secret identity, and so it's possible that I was just at this play party just. In order to see what
play?
It was like.
Oh, okay. I got all excited. And I was really glad you were there because I didn't. That was more fun for me. You guys made it fun for me.
Well, yeah, we bring fun wherever we go. I think that's, that was recognized in the...
And you made me feel important because I got to explain what was going on.
And you kind of could feel like a celebrity, right? You had an entourage.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. So you were there in disguise as well, as a matter of fact, because...
Well, as John Cam Live, I do report back to my website, but I don't think I talked about that. And the only reason is, and it's the same reason why I get a little tired of having the camera on me, is that I get tired of the weird email. People saying, oh, well, because I've got this before from being on the show. The first time I came on the show, I got all this great email. Oh, John's getting famous. He's doing local radio. The second time I came on...
And we are your springboard to national fame, after all.
Yes,
after us comes Letterman.
This is the second time we got naked. And I got hate email saying, who's going to give you a job as a web designer if you get naked on the radio? And my whole thing, it's like you can get naked on the radio and be a web designer and get a good job.
I have
do it all.
I have asked myself that question myself. You know, who's going to give me a job at in a consulting firm if I have a if I'm naked on the radio or naked on the?
So I wasn't ready to run back and write in my website. Went to a dungeon party. Yeah. I may have mentioned it. I don't really remember at this point.
It seems odd that people that are specifically going to a cam site to see a naked gay guy would get all huffy if you actually got naked, right? It seems like this is a bit of a.
I've lost track of reality. I have no idea.
It's like the guy going to the porn store and complaining there are like boobs in his way or something. You know, it's.
But I mean, I think you're touching on a deeper issue. I mean, the essence of humanity is one of sort of internal conflict. Right?
Well, what I've learned is that people do what they don't like about themselves. They will criticize me for.
Mm.
And speaking, you mentioned stalker before. I had a stalker, and I threatened to not only put his whole name on my website, I threatened to register his name as a website, isablankhole.com. His whole name is isablankhole.com, with his phone number and all the email that he sent me, and I know of another webcam person that he sent the same harassing email to that I was going to call and get the email, and I was going to create this whole site for this person. And I gave him, I said, and I started spelling his name out on my website. I got to the first letter, and I got an apology from him. But
wow.
I think a lot of my,
wow.
And after a while I kind of had to become an expert in psychology, that everything he couldn't understand, he would just flip it back on me. Well, you're horrible because of, for example, I had sex on camera, which was the first time in a year, a couple of weekends ago. And it wasn't even sex, it was more playing. And he thought he saw penetration on my camera, which he did not. My friend was trying. I was trying to sleep. No, nothing was going in any place. But he thought he saw that. And I got a letter where he was listening to the other station that I work for, or I don't work for this station. Well, another station that I do work for, GBC, that 43% of HIV-positive people, I don't know where he started going off on this, but 43% of people that are HIV-positive admitted that when they have sex, they don't tell their partners. And I always discuss my HIV status and the other person's HIV status before I have sex. Doesn't really matter who's what or what, but I just think it's fair to tell people because it's kind of a responsible way to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
So this person, without knowing the conversation I have, my status, my partner's status, or what was, you know, took it upon himself to say, I was no man. I may be a gay man, but I'm no man because we didn't use condoms and we had bareback sex on my camera, which is not true. We did not.
Do you think people also, like, your viewers or listeners, I don't know what the appropriate term is, but they also get very, do you think they get possessive of you, right? And so maybe the reason why they would be upset that you'd be at this dungeon party because you weren't with them in some sense, do you know what I mean?
I don't know that. I mean, possibly at one time I might have said that was true. I just think for this one individual, he hasn't come to grips with being gay, so when it's something as horrifying as the possibility of, like, unprotected sex, he just can't fathom it because he wasn't around having unprotected sex when sex was, you know, when we didn't talk about safe sex. When I was 18 years old, there was no such thing as unsafe sex. You know, that term didn't exist.
The golden age of gaydom.
Well, I guess sort of another, I mean, sort of along the same lines as if, you know, people who have become familiar with you from your website might actually feel a certain sense of, maybe you've already said this sort of, but they might feel a certain intimacy or possessiveness, and, you know, they're creating in their minds the kind of person they think you are, and when you deviate from that paradigm, it's like shocking and disappointing.
Well, and it is, because lately all they see is me living my life, or my empty bed, as they are right now, and so if I have sex, it's like, oh my God, you know, because they're just, maybe they're watching me at work, and I have gotten mail from people that say, John, you had sex on camera. You don't understand. We watch you at work on 50-foot-tall monitors all over the place. And that's because they get comfortable with seeing me doing, you know, normal things. And then when I have sex, then I'm the wrong person. It's like, well, no, it's, I'm the right person. I just happened to get lucky today. It's like, give me a break. When was the last time you had somebody had sex? It was last year.
Wow. We should have, boy, we should get your this person, your sexual partner on the air and find out what John's really like.
In bed. No, because every time I have sex with this person, it's a friend of mine, it's always at night after we've been drinking, and that's not when John has good sex. John has good sex, for anyone who's listening and interested, in the, from about 11 o'clock in the morning till about 10 o'clock at night before cocktails. After cocktails, I'm 37 years old. I don't want sex. I want to go to sleep.
Interesting. So you're not the same man
after a couple of cocktails, maybe, but not after like being up drinking for 3 or 4 hours.
I hear you.
I lose my interest. I just want to party and joke and have fun if I'm drinking. Sex is a different thing to me. I like to be clear and sober. And
so you've probably discussed this in your other appearances in the show, but I haven't gone back to all the archives and looked in the... In my processing time is limited. I'm busy downloading pornography from my creator. But So have you ever had problems with partners or potential partners being just freaked out by the cam? You know, like, I'm not going to touch you in front of this cam. I don't want it archived forever on the internet.
Well, they don't act freaked out, but I did have sex the other day.
You're getting busy, man.
Yeah, well, my goal is to have more sex, and the reason...
Good for you.
Are you referring to the same sexual act, or is this a sex act with a different person?
This is sex with a different person.
Wow.
I had sex, and because I'm actively trying to have sex now, because I want to progress as an artist... Because I'm really no wait, this is going to make sense. And from not having sex, and you can ask DJ Debutante Ball.
Sure.
America's last debutante.
I know, but it changes and I forget. But don't we get cue cards on this show? We get cue cards at GBC.
Our budget was cut.
The cue card boy was not complying. Let's say.
But I'm convinced that having sex is healthy and it's good, like eating food 3 times a day, 5 times a day. And if I can have better sex on a regular basis and quit crying that I'm not having sex and I cry about it on the show every time I come here except for tonight, that I can, you know, maybe have a major breakthrough as an artist because I'm satisfied. So now I don't have to think about sex and I'm not a loser. And I can create.
The art may suffer, though. I mean, most artists are tortured.
They suffer financially. They shouldn't be suffering in the bedroom.
And, on the flip side, though, you may want to look at somebody, an artist like Jeffrey Koons, right, who once married La Chicolina and was probably getting more than any man in creation. Like, his art really became crap.
Wow.
He started making big porcelain sculptures of his naked wife. You know La Chicolina, the little fleshy one? She's an Italian porn actress turned member of parliament.
Are they both really beautiful and they did a book years ago, New Together?
She is blonde porn actress pretty, if you know what I mean. Like, not beautiful in... any statuesque sense. Him, I don't know. I don't remember what he looks like.
There was a book I saw, a photo book years ago, and I wish I would have written down the title. I remember these people. It was a beautiful man and a beautiful woman, and I think they were both porn actors, and they were having sex together in the book. Of course, they weren't showing penetration, and it was very beautiful, but just because they were so beautiful, and the scenery was beautiful, and the photographer was good, and it was just a fantastic book, and I'm sorry I never bought it, and I've never heard anything else about them or seen anything else like that since.
I think that was Hot and Horny Housewives, Volume 3. I have a copy of that at home if you're interested. But actually, there was a book recently published, just toss another little factoid into the mix. Unfortunately, I can't remember her name, but this woman in New York City basically was running a webcam, or specifically she'd take pictures of herself having sex with everybody she had sex with a digital camera, usually during sex. And this was published recently by Toshin and has gotten a lot of press because it's this actually very, very pretty woman, like, photographing herself having sex.
And she didn't tell them this was all...
No, she did, but I don't think she told them she was going to be publishing it in a book. But I guess what's novel about it is, or at least from the reviews I read, they were saying this is kind of nominally a boy activity, you know, to take photographs of yourself having sex and then publish books of it. And it was very unusual for this woman, actually, as I said, a very attractive woman, to be doing it. Although in the interviews I read with her, she came off as kind of a twit, so I'm not completely impressed.
But to go back to the question just real quick, yeah, people do come into my house and act weird, but they don't freak out, and they'll just kind of like look around and act to see, they'll look around and see, to see where the camera is. And it's funny because I guess they think I might have like spy cameras, because when this other guy came over for sex the other day, he was in my living room, and he was just looking and looking and looking. I'm like, there's no camera in here. I'm like, look, I'm an honest man. I will tell you when you enter a camera zone. And I did, and I kept him totally off the camera. And I didn't want to be on camera. I wanted time for John Colombo, and I had time for John Colombo.
When you say Colombo, are you referring to the 70s detective?
I'm referring to my... Well, we always celebrate me as John Cam Live when I'm here, but I'm really John Colombo, and I'm trying to become John Colombo... the web designer, John Colombo, the photographer, and...
Do you think you might become a detective, maybe a sex detective?
Can you get your one eye to move like Colombo did?
A sex detective? Did you say that, or did I say that?
I think
that?
May have coined a new... I think I said it. Don't be stealing my thunder. We can check the tape.
So,
And before we... unless you had something to say, that there was actually one part of the after party that I definitely wanted us to get to,
right?
Either now or afterwards, and that was... the facilities.
Right. There was only one bathroom at the whole party.
It was kind
for
of
how
amazing.
Many men's room? For maybe like 50 people there, would you say?
60? Something like that, yeah, sure. And it was kind of an amusing story. I mean, I came in there, I have the world's smallest bladder, and so I already had to pee when I walked in there. And
just from ambient humidity absorbed through your skin, by the way.
And we saw you, and I said, so, John Cam, or John Colombo, you know, where's the restroom? And you said...
In my mouth,
baby. I said, come with me. It's right back this way. And I escorted our celebrated host through a room with whips, where there were whips and racks. Was there not in that room?
Yeah, there was.
Which we observed later, back to the restroom, which turned out to be...
There was no resting going on there.
It was a baby pool. Not unlike the one that you will see me, where you might have seen me posing in on the cover of In Pittsburgh. It wasn't the same.
That would make that image so different.
But it was a baby pool.
Sort of a waiting pool type
waiting
thing.
Waiting pool type thing. With a man in the center of it.
And I don't remember whether he was naked or wearing some kind of harness.
This is beautiful. He was naked, but he was wearing shoes. And I don't know whether we were discussing this or I discussed this with someone else.
Well, we certainly discussed it.
It's like, so he was naked, but he was wearing shoes because he likes to be in contact with urine, except on his feet.
Wow. That is a very specific fetish.
And you know, that's ironic. I mean, this is going to seem a little weird that I'm saying this just now, but if you remember that was it Courage Under Fire? Never mind. Well, see, the guy that plays the medic in Courage Under Fire says that a common cure for athlete's foot is to urinate on your own feet.
Well, maybe he had athlete's body. Thank you.
He needed a full body wash. So, did you end up letting loose, as it were, joining in the fun?
I couldn't. I could not perform.
Were you pee shy?
I was pee shy. I was pee shy in the biggest way, and it was horrible. So.
That's tragic.
I actually had to go outside and, like, pee on the side of the building because I could not perform in front of all those men. And not only were...
So how many men were... It wasn't just the guy in the pool then. There were other people?
There were
probably, at any given time, five or six, seven people. It wasn't a huge area. Five or six people standing around him, urinating onto him and into the pool.
Wow.
But there's at least three levels of participation because there was the guy, then there were the people that are sort of actively urinating, and then there was... kind of also spectators.
All spectators, and the guy who was being urinated on was very excited, and he was masturbating.
Sometimes he'd masturbate. Sometimes he would approach you and try to, like, fellate you.
Yeah. I forgot about
sometimes
that.
Sometimes he would just sort of, like, back his butt and want you to pee on his butt. I mean, it was really...
Wow.
Oppressive, really.
So I've heard about the legendary bottom floor of the mine shaft in New York City when it was open that had a similar, like, bathtub scene where the resident pee queen would rain in all his glory all night long. Or have other people rain on him in their glory, as it were. But I didn't realize Pittsburgh had its own kiddie pool scene.
I don't think it does on a regular... I mean, it could. I don't know.
You think once you got a taste for that, right?
I'm going to sign up for Lance's heterosexual position.
I mean, we could get a waiting pool here in the studio, I think, without too much trouble.
Well, should we go on and get to, like, what really happened, though?
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Ooh, what really?
I don't know where you're going with this, but...
Well, I don't want to really talk about this, because I know I'll get hell from this, but I did it for you, and I did it for RCT.
Yes.
Well,
go for it.
What'd you do?
I don't know where you're going with this, but that's what the show's all about.
Which DJ were you that week?
DJ.
Anyway, DJ Debutant here.
Right.
Couldn't urinate. So I had also gone outside to urinate earlier, but I really wanted to come back and be on the show, and I don't mind taking one for the team. So I walked up to DJ Debutante, and I said, you know, I said, if you want, I said, I'll urinate on this man just in the name of science and for WRCT, which I did because I'm not into that.
Of course,
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I did it for the show. And
that was very selfless of you.
Thank you. So I walked up and I became pee shy because I can be, especially with like people sort of having sex and all this other stuff. And pee, I was pee flying, and you know, DJ Debutante, who I consider a very good friend of mine, and I'm like, okay, I can't pee. I'm like, you gotta help me pee because we gotta do this for the show. So he starts whispering in my ear. Do you remember what you said?
Yeah,
to me?
Well, I started by saying, think of, this is actually Lance's suggestion. I said, think of waterfalls.
But then you said, think of a fountain.
Oh, fountain.
And then I'm like, okay, and I'm like, and I finally, I get a little bit of urine out, and I'm like, okay, I can almost do it. I'm like, tell me more. You're getting, you know, you're loosening me up. And he's like, think of the most beautiful fountain you've ever seen. So in between laughing.
Was this regression therapy? Or was this...
It was great. So
were you thinking of a specific fountain, like the fountain in front of Cher's house?
I was seeing more of a fountain like at the Holiday Inn in Las Vegas. I was seeing like lights and red and pink. And
that's a pretty flamboyant fantasy.
It was, yeah. And it was fun. So I didn't do it as a fetish. I did it for fun with my friend, DJ Debutante 2000.
You did it in the name of science.
In the name of science, yeah. So in case anyone's listening who's not going to give me that job because they think I'm, you know, sick, it was for the show, and I would do the same if you hire me.
Well, it was the same thing with me and that hooker last weekend. I was purely doing it for the science.
Well, or
the research.
For, I mean, I'm going to actually take this quote to my grave if I can remember it. I've established a policy where I'm having sex because it will, what, improve me as an artist? What was this?
Yes.
Oh, I
want to have more sex because it will improve me as an artist. Or
I really feel that. I feel like if I could let go sexually and just have sex and not be a big deal. It's like, oh, here's a person. Oh, we're having sex. And just go with it and be free, then everything in my life becomes, you know, that way. Oh, look, I'm going to create a graphic now, and it just flows out of me.
Wow. I guess that was probably the guiding principle of Andy Warhol's factory scene then, too, huh?
It could have very well been. Well, there was, you know, that was the 60s. There was a lot of drug experimentation and all kinds of things going on back then that I would not recommend today, but it was free love, too.
I mean, I don't want to give our listeners the impression that...
I was thinking about them urinating onto the paintings.
That's true, which they have at the Warhol Museum.
Or speaking about urination.
Andy Warhol's famous urination paintings.
If this guy was a little bit more creative, maybe he could have had his body painted, and then you could pee on that.
Or maybe he could have rolled around on a canvas of fresh paint.
Fabulous, fabulous.
See, I had sex, and now I'm flowing as an artist.
Wow.
Always creating.
I mean, let this be a lesson to you all, radio listeners.
I'm not necessarily anti-water sports qua water sports. It's just that in this specific scenario, it was kind of oppressive. I mean, there's always guys there, and the guy in the tub, I mean, for example...
It wasn't a nurturing experience.
Well, if the guy in the tub had been sort of a tragically pouty 18-year-old varsity swim team member, then yes, you know, I would have peed on him. But he's kind of... I mean...
He was, no offense to me, he was more like Berkshire Hathaway, Jane Hathaway's brother.
Well, there's been a long-standing confusion on the show. Berkshire Hathaway is actually the name of Warren Buffett's investment company. But I don't think that the character in Beverly Hillbillies was also named Berkshire Hathaway. That would be an incredible coincidence.
Well, no, there was no character on that show, but I thought you told me that Jane Hathaway's brother...
That was Smith's horrible distortion of the joke. I mean...
Well, let's run with this rumor. You don't remember Berkshire Hathaway from the Beverly Hillbillies?
No, but I can't because we have a responsibility to our listeners, especially those whom we give financial advice to, not to confuse them. And
we don't want to taint the trademark.
Precisely, and, you know, Warren Buffett's, you know, one of America's most famous.
But to the point, he was not a pouty mouth 18-year-old hottie from the
Precisely.
Senior swim team.
Exactly, you know, someone who needed to be degraded. I mean, he was sort of like, if he's listening, it's, you know, just a perfectly fabulous human being with plenty of dignity.
Oh, and he was certainly attractive in his own right. But it was like, if you're gonna, for me,
it
to
just
like,
wasn't working for me.
He wasn't working for me either. If it wasn't for that fantasy speech or a fountain speech, I never would have been able to do that.
So maybe we should devote a minute or so of every show to talk about investing.
So what are your investment tips for us, DJ America's richest debutante?
Well, you know, actually, my investment strategy is very simple. I'm a buy and hold investor, and I really believe that.
Well, that's really the best long term strategy, certainly.
And I believe, you know, all I do is just buy low-cost passive stock market index funds. And
I'm a big fan of Fidelity myself.
Indeed.
Plug.
I'm a customer of Fidelity, and you know they've got hundreds of billions of dollars in assets. Maybe they can swing us a few.
Yep.
Fidelity.com, are we done? Okay. John, it was fabulous having you. Fidelity, please
send us stock options.
Send us free stock options.
Thank you all for listening. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, and tune in again next week. Same time, same station.
Sex place. And now, dead air.
This is kissing man like a long walk home when the music stops. Take a tip on me, took it to the park when you're on your own. It's a long walk home. Well, if they follow you, don't look back like Dylan in the movie. On your own, if they follow you, it's not your money that they're after, boy, it's you. You're either listening, settled down on the pillow top. When they've all gone home, you can concentrate on the ones you love. You can concentrate, hey, now they're gone. But if they follow you, don't look back like Dylan in the movie. On your own, if they follow you, I will love you over. I will love you.